Shep's head fell forward. Rainey had told him the truth with the best of intentions, but she couldn't stand to see him look so defeated. She offered quietly, "We're trying to learn more from the school computers. Maybe if we can find a record of him talking to someone online, hooking up with an outside influence. I don't know."
"Good. Good."
Shep's voice had picked up.
"That's the thing. Find out who really did all this."
"You really want to know what happened, Shep? Let us talk to Danny. The FBI agent, Quincy, he's a trained psychologist and an expert in mass murderers. He'll know how to handle Danny. He'll get to the bottom of this."
"No."
"Shep, you want me to help Danny, but you don't. Make up your mind."
"No interviewing him. He's confused right now. Maybe he even wants to take credit for things. Some kids are like that, you know. But I don't want my kid spending the rest of his life in prison because he felt a need to brag."
"What about Becky? She might have seen something."
"The doctors say she's in shock."
"Quincy's an expert."
"Since when did you start thinking so much of an outsider?" "Wait a minute. That's where you've been, isn't it? You went out with the Fed."
"Well, tie stones to my feet and drown me in a river."
"That's not funny."
"Shep, if you want answers, give me some help. At least let Quincy interview Becky."
"Our lawyer will never go for it."
"It's not his call."
"I can't. I don't. I gotta talk to Sandy first. Let me talk to Sandy."
"Thank you, Shep," Rainey said seriously. "Sandy has a good head on her shoulders. She'll do the right thing." Shep, however, didn't look convinced. He said wearily,
"I got a son in juvenile detention for murder. I have a daughter sleeping in closets. And I have a neighbor spray-painting baby killer on my garage. The right thing? I don't know what that is anymore. I already heard from the mayor that we're not allowed to attend any of the funerals. He thinks it'll upset people too much. For God's sake, this is my town, Rainey. I know George Walker. I used to bowl with Alice's uncle. Now it's come down to this.